From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, that which makes Rachel cringe. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's May 29th, 2008. You know, it's not my fault. I don't like cringe-tastic humor.
Right. Now, this isn't to say gross out humor.
No, this
That's another category. This is the recent flowering of the kind of humor where you're supposed to say, oh, I can't believe that guy is
like,
in that situation.
Awkward. It's so uncomfortable.
Barat is in this camp for you. You do not like Barat?
Borat? Why Barat?
Yeshemesh. You do not like Larry David?
I don't know that I don't like Larry David, but Bora in particular,
have you watched
BBC's
The Office?
I have. I find that very amusing.
Okay, so he's supposed to be so cringeworthy. But it's the whole thing of like a roller coaster or a horror movie. It's the tension and then the release.
Tension. I understand it's supposed to put you in this place where you're supposed to be pushing up against social norms and, oh, it's so uncomfortable and blah, blah, blah.
Right. I think it's more physiological. Just you feel tense, then you feel relief, and therefore
maybe
it's a cheap trick. They want you to want them. Is that a cheap trick song? But the point is that it's a cheap trick. But you're supposed to, you know, the laugh is supposed to be enhanced by the fact that they instill the tension.
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Just give me some Pee Wee Herman. Good old fashioned word of the day.
Yeah. Meanwhile, who's the creepiest guy in real life? Okay. 80% of the world's undernourished children are in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa. Sue Horton says a lot of good could be done by devoting money to provide micronutrients like vitamin A, iron, and zinc lacking in the diets of poor communities. She will be on the BPP and she will tell us about her ideas.
Okay, folks, clear your mind of all thoughts. Notice your breath moving in and out. Visualize a tree in your brain. Tune out the sounds of the outside. Wake up!
Oh, man.
We're going to talk about mindfulness meditation. It is a real phenomenon. It's fast becoming a popular tool in psychotherapy.
And trash to treasure. We will hear from the artist in residence at the San Francisco dump. He'll be at the dump for 4 months, rummaging through piles of garbage and making kinetic sculpture with what he finds. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. Current and former members of the Bush administration want you to know one thing about former White House press secretary Scott McClellan's new tell-all memoir. They're puzzled. This is not the Scott they knew.
This doesn't sound like Scott. It really doesn't. Not the Scott McClellan I've known for a long time.
And it really is a different person. Those of us who are closest to Scott during this process and during the last 8 years are really just puzzled by and bewildered by some of these views.
This does not sound like Scott McClellan. And if Scott harbored these doubts, if he had any nagging questions inside him, the principal thing to do would have been not to accept the press secretary job. That's why I find this book to myself to be puzzling.
That was Karl Rove, Dan Bartlett, and Ari Fleischer making the rounds on cable TV yesterday. Current White House press secretary Dana Perino added, quote, "We are puzzled. It is sad. This is not the Scott we knew."
McClellan's book hit shelves yesterday, a couple of days ahead of schedule. It's entitled,
Hey, What Happened?
What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. In it, McClellan accuses the Bush administration of using propaganda to sell the Iraq war and bungling the response to Hurricane Katrina, among other things.
Of course, as White House press secretary, McClellan was often in charge of defending the very policies he's now faulting, which is why many administration figures are asking why he waited so long to speak up. McClellan responded to that criticism on NPR today.
I felt that it was important to give this solid team of experienced professionals around the president and the president himself the benefit of the doubt. And as time went on, you know, I think some of my views have evolved. When you're in the White House, you're in this bubble. You have great affection for I had great affection for the president personally. Sometimes that bubble obscures some of the larger truths of things.
McClellan also addressed a seeming contradiction. How could he say in his book that the Iraq war is unnecessary and it was sold to America through propaganda, yet at the same time also say that he doesn't think that President Bush lied. This was McClellan's response.
Absolutely, he has to accept responsibility for the things that went right and the things that went wrong. Unfortunately, the things that went wrong overshadowed that which went right. And we got caught up in this back-and-forth partisan squabble to see who could win the media narrative. You know, it's not a deliberate effort on the president's part or many of his advisors to go out there and be misleading or engage in spin or anything like that. It's just the way the game's become played in Washington. And we embraced it too often.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.